And we know that as this continues to develop, as the drilling continues to happen in all across the state, we're not going to see the Texas employees anymore. We're going to see the Pennsylvania employees. We're going to see those that are going to get trained by those that want to go back home and live in Oklahoma or Texas or have you. And they're going to be our folks. And they're going to be job growth. There's going to be sustainable job growth. And it's going to be immense. We have to do it smart. Now, I was telling Chris before before the speech, I was in D.C. on Friday. I won a national award. I'm the Safari Club Legislator of the Year nationally. That means I'd like to go hunting and fishing. So, and I like to engage in those issues that are relative to that. So I get this. I get this environmental impact. I get the discussion about TDS, total dissolved solids. I get frack water and how we need to conserve our streams. But I also get the job growth. There is a way to do this. It's smart planning, smart use, and smart remediation. If we do it this way, everybody's going to benefit. You know, I'm one of those guys that I'm not going to hug the tree. I'm going to put a tree stand in it if I see it. So, I mean, I really do enjoy what I enjoy these outdoors, and I want to see this happen. And I also know we could have discussions in the northern tier about the forest and the fauna and actually creating edges when you do a drill site. If you do the drill pad right, if you plant the natural grasses and the seasonal stuff, you're going to actually attract more animals than you had in the past. If you do buffer zones for the streams, it's going to be healthy for this environment, and we're going to have jobs with it. So thank you for coming to Duquesne. I'm a big supporter. I want to see this grow. I want to see my supply chain, like PGT, also with the trucking industry, be involved. And I want to see jobs come back here to Western Pennsylvania.